Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to 2019. This is Akayemi McCoy, and I am your host, and this is The Christian Therapist. Now, I do want you to remember that anything that I share on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. Everything that I share is for educational purposes only and meant to be for entertainment. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. So I would like to ask a few questions. I want to know, how are you living your life? What is it that you're doing that gives you joy in the life that you're living? And what's stopping you from living your life in the fullest capacity? I mean, living it to the fullest, giving you great joy and giving you happiness and fulfillment. Do you even know what that looks like? Well, most of the time, the thing that's stopping us from actually being fulfilled in this lifetime is usually the person that's reflecting back at us in the mirror. So it's usually ourself. So 2019 should be more of a self-awareness and a self-reflection year. We want to learn to be a lot more consistent in doing the things that we set out to do. Being able to reach those goals, hit those targets, or come up with that vision that we have for ourselves and the life that we really want to live. Where is most of the time that you're given spent? There's 24 hours in a day. 8 of those hours should be sleeping or at least being in bed. But the other 16 hours, how are they spent? Do you spend that time actually watching the lives of other people? How much could you say you know about other people's lives? People that you admire, entertainers, people on social media. If you know a whole lot about their lives, chances are you're spending your 24 hours on something that does not actually benefit you. You're living your life watching other people fully live their lives. Is that really how you want to spend 24 hours in a day? And especially 16 hours are usually the awake hours. Since we can't get refunds on time spent wasting time, wouldn't it make more sense for us to use those 16 hours to live the best life we can possibly live? What does that tell us about ourselves? That's why it's important for us to do some real true self-reflection and become very self-aware of some of the bad habits that we do day in and day out. I know I do a lot of those bad habits and I waste lots of time watching the lives of other people and less time being productive within my own life. So I want to change that this year in 2019, and I'm hoping you want to do the same. What are the things you really want to achieve? Where are some places you really want to visit? What are the people, or who are the people you really want to connect with and, you know, spend quality time with, whether they be your family or your friends? What is it going to take for us to actually write those things down and go after achieving them? And do we even write them down? How do we even remember what those things are that we want to do if we never write them down? And then we never go back and review to see if we actually able to check off anything. So 2019, why don't we live the life that we actually want to live? Do the things we actually are sure we can possibly do, and whether it means saving our money, whether it means giving things away, whether it means serving people, whatever it is, we should be focused on giving more, serving others, and loving everyone we're in contact with. How much do you actually give away? If we can answer that question quickly, then more than likely we're not giving away enough. giving things away and helping people achieve things that they're trying to achieve is also a great way to show that we value people. That's what I value. I value people, and I value the love of God, and I value close relationships, because we're all meant to be in a relationship with others. This life should not be for self. So take some time to do a self-reflection. Become aware of the way we used to do things, and let's look to make changes in our lives that will greatly add value to the lives that we're living. That's all I have for you today. I just want you to go into 2019 with a plan, with a vision, and with some beneficial things that is going to help bless others and bless you as well. All right, until the next time, good mental health and good spiritual health. Would you like to stay up with me on social media? Well, you can find me on YouTube at Akayami McCoy, on Twitter at Akayami Listens, on Instagram at Akayami McCoy, and on Facebook under Life Counseling Transitions. You can also visit my website at www.life-counseling-transitions.com.